I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Texters helping us out here at DK Metcalf to your list, your top 10.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, my God. Yes, that's yes. By the way, I saw that one up close too. He is an athletic freak. Yes, that is true.
Someone asked if you have eyes, Joe, because of the LeBron comments you made.
No, LeBron's got a great. I'm just talking about guys that lift heavy weights that are cut like.
So you think LeBron doesn't lift?
Not like.
You know what his routine is.
I'm just saying he doesn't lift weights like some of those guys in football do.
Okay.
You think he does? And he goes out and plays basketball, you think?
I think LeBron has...
I think the lifting is completely
outside of
different.
Cam Wake, who looked like a professional wrestler.
Well, then you haven't seen, because they're all built like
Cam
that.
Wake was built like John Cena. Like, he had the big shoulders and everything, but LeBron was about as chiseled
all,
a human being as I think you could be around.
Please don't take this the wrong way. You haven't seen these guys
up
close.
Please don't take this the wrong way, me.
No, you haven't seen them up close, and these guys lift weights nonstop. Because they take punishment. They physically hammer each other for a living. Tackle, run over. But, yeah. No, listen. If you put LeBron on there, okay? Jeez, I don't want anybody upset today. Put LeBron on that list. My God. You know, you're really annoying today. Can I tell you that? You've taken it to a whole new level today with whatever we talk about. It's incredible today. It's been.
I'm just letting you vent. Go ahead.
I'm not.
Keep going. Whatever.
All right.
This is how you know you're losing an argument.
I'm not losing an argument. I just don't believe, first of all,
when
you go
straight to insults.
The draft NBA lottery.
Yeah, that got you all fired up this morning.
That.
So you know that it's fixed, but you got to call me names because you're upset.
No,
about
but
it.
Sometimes, like, just because you have a 30% chance or 25% chance, you don't win.
They had a 1.8.
Okay.
And they just traded away Luka.
So you believe that the league was there any
I
gambling?
Do.
Was there any gambling
yeah,
bets on
bet.
The draft?
Of course you bet on the lottery.
Then right there, if they found out that happened, you know how much trouble the NBA would be in?
You could also bet on Cam Ward to be the first pick in the draft. Like that was a real secret.
Well,
they cap your bets on these weird things, though. It's not like you could go bet $1 million on Dallas to get the first pick. And if someone did that, they would obviously know something was up.
But you also would be the first to admit that you believe there's a conspiracy with officials to control games or who wins games.
I never.
You have
say
said that.
No. No, no, no.
You have not said that.
I think the Chiefs get a lot of bounces. I think a lot of calls go their way because they're a great team. But I don't think the games are fixed in their favor.
You just started saying that because you heard me say that.
I don't think the games are fixed in their favor.
Get the bounces.
Everything goes the Chiefs' way for whatever reason.
That happens to all the good teams.
Everything goes their way.
All the good teams, that happens too.
So it's just a coincidence that Dallas with a 1% chance got
the pick. I don't
know. Good for
them. First thing you hit me with when you got here, a few minutes before the show, and the first thing you hit me with is that Oh, my God. You see how fixed that was last night?
Mm-hmm.
I got to watch it. I didn't think anything of it. I just went, man, did they get lucky? Holy smokes, that just changed them. They got Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, yeah.
Very lucky, yes.
Okay. Well, let me ask
you. Want me to go over this thing again that was sent to us by a dear friend here?
But I want you to explain to me that you think the league, since the league is together and that commissioner works for every team in the league equally because they get same amount of money, just like the NFL, that you believe the other teams, the Spurs, the 76ers, the Hornets, Jazz, the Wizards, all those teams that suck this year are like, hey, don't worry about it. Even though we got more ping pong balls, give Dallas that. They deserve it because they only care about a certain team. What you're saying, I have trouble believing that.
So this was sent to me by Victor. I'd like to see you say these things to Victor that you're saying.
Victor's also one of those guys. He's half idiot too, the things he comes up with.
Yeah. Well, he didn't come up with this. This is true.
I know, but do you guys—
In 2011, Chris Paul was traded to L.A. In 2012, New Orleans got the first pick. In 2019, by the way, that first pick was Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis traded to L.A. in 2019, New Orleans gets the number one pick again. Now, in 2025, Luka traded to L.A. Dallas gets the number one pick.
All right. Okay, so it's done. So, by the way, don't ever bet on it and just let – do you believe all the other teams signed off on this?
Because
they all want to lose and suck forever.
Now you're thinking deep into the conspiracy.
No, well, no, because, like, I'm thinking about all those things. And by the way, the owners' meetings, like, hey, this year we're going to send Luke at L.A., that L.A., because everybody talks about the Lakers and, you know, LeBron's out there.
I think they tell a team like Charlotte, listen, we're going to allow you guys to continue to exist as a franchise even though you're irrelevant.
That's stupid.
And nobody goes to your games.
That's dumb. Do you know how many people go to their games before you say that?
Not many.
Okay. You just make stuff up because you know that there is no way the five or six bad teams would let this happen. There's no way, knowing you get a guy like Cooper Flagg sitting there at the first pick, 6'9", and by the way, all those guys are, I think, all those top players.
I like this text. This guy says, Joe, I finally figured out why he said me hates Aaron Rodgers. It's because Rodgers has well-thought-out conspiracy theories that are actually true, and the best I can come up with is the NBA rigging the first overall pick.
That's great.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, who, by the way,
Aaron Rodgers thinks this thing was rigged.
He would make you a minor leaguer when it came to conspiracy theories. That guy,
I'm not a conspiracy theory guy whatsoever. I just think, like, you know, kind of adds up.
Okay, it adds up, but what do you say to the other NBA teams?
I just told you what I'd say to Charlotte. I'd say, listen, we're going to allow you to keep running your business and making money as part of this league, but, you know, you're going to need to keep your mouth shut.
And so that's what you think. Boy, you'd be a hell of a commissioner. I'm sure that.
Thank you.
I'm sure that really goes on. The Jazz, the Wizards, and the Hornets.
I think I'd do a good job, too.
And with 76ers. I'm sure 76ers would
be very
really
player-friendly as a commissioner, too.
Yeah, we know. You make sure everybody had a soft pillow before they went to bed. You make sure everybody had the softest pillow. And by the way, if you yell at anybody in any of our leagues, you're out. Don't yell.
The friendlier.
Yeah, the friendly
NBA.
League. You be the
NFL.
You be the friendly sports guy. You're the friendliest sports guy we have.
Hey, the Dolphins set the gold standard for friendly, okay?
Wait, now see, now you got to take a shot at Mike.
No, I didn't take the shot. Omar did. That wasn't me. I think it's very unfair how the players have taken advantage of him, but you know I've thought that for a while.
So Mike made it sound like when he came out after his players came out from the team meeting and said, hey, they're all on the same kick, and they followed their coach and said, oh, we got to do a better job around here of being on time and doing the little things, and when we're here, getting more out of it. I mean, it sounded terrible. Then Mike comes out, wow, I'm glad to hear those guys all got the message. Yeah, we had that team meeting, and I'm finding them. And it was like, Mike, this is a terrible look for you saying this stuff. It's terrible. It's a terrible look for you admitting that your team's late and doesn't always, wherever else that goes on. And he says, hey, we can't have it. It's lack. Yeah. He brought up all the reasons you shouldn't be late. It's lack of respect for the teammates and the rest of it. Yeah. It's all that stuff. And it is my number one pet peeve that you're there for a certain amount of hours. And it's not like Mike McDaniel's making sure you got 13-hour days, 4 days a week, that you can't be on time. That you can't be on time to stretch, can't be on time for meetings, can't be on time for get to the games, home games on time. It's a crazy one. I don't think it's a lot of guys. Mike made it sound like, you know, it was. But I also understand Mike wasn't going to stand up there and call out two guys that had guaranteed contracts coming into this year and go, hey, you know, Jalen and Tyreek have got to do a better job at two of the leaders and best players on this team. Although one guy's going to be back and one guy's not. We do know that. That is...
Not 100% yet.
What? Which one?
Well, both. I guess I should say both.
Tyreek's going to be back.
Not 100%, though. At least you're willing to admit that.
Well, can't do 100 because he's done too much dumbass stuff, but 90-something percent back.
What happens if they get no decent offers for Jalen Ramsey?
I can't see him coming back. I think they have to move him.
Do you believe they need him?
Yes.
Okay.
But if he's tearing everything up and he's broken every rule inside and he is absolutely toxic, then you got to move him.
Do we know that to be the case?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not getting in the middle of it, but yes. Did I say it fast enough?
Yes. No, you did. You did.
And he didn't want to be here.
I know, but you paid him a lot of money.
He doesn't want to be here. Move me. You got to throw in money if you have to. You did it. Move, throw in money. Brandon Shore, get some of that money. Call the owner and tell him you made a mistake. Second year, you shouldn't have given it to me. Get my ass out of here. Throw in the money and let me go to L.A. Let me go to Baltimore. Let me go somewhere. Somewhere they can win. He doesn't like me and I don't like him. By the way, how hard is it? It'd be really hard to dislike Mike.
Yeah.
What kind of ass clown are you that it's that hard to dislike Mike McDaniel?
A lot of people have taken advantage of him.
Yeah, but you take advantage of him. You don't, like, anybody's got a problem with Mike?
Didn't Jalen have a problem with the coordinator, too?
Yes.
Like, who's this guy like?
Oh, he didn't like, remember, you remember why he went to him and said, this is how I want to start taking a guy. And he goes, no, you're going to just stay on your side of the field.
Apparently that guy knew what he was talking about.
That, by the way, they had him on that list, Jalen Ramsey, to go to Philly.
Yeah.
You know, they got to keep all this stuff down. Like, I'm guessing everybody's not excited about Omar coming out on the Jalen Ramsey stuff because they're trying to get rid of him. This stuff doesn't help when you come out. Although I'm guessing the league, like the Rams, know. See all the nice things the Rams head coach had to say about Jalen Ramsey? Good guy, great family, loved having him, competitive, there every day, loved his mom. There's a lot of love. What the hell happened? We didn't get all that love.
Texter says players acting like a baby isn't the coach's or team's responsibility. It's the NFL's responsibility. All employers have employee conduct rules. Yeah, I don't buy that. But I also don't think it's Mike's job to babysit guys. I truly don't think it's his job. You're a professional and you're getting paid that kind of money? Come on, man.
So what would you do, Woody?
He's in an impossible spot because he's not going to just change, right, and become some hard ass. The players aren't going to listen to that anyway.
So I think a lot of guys don't think it's important to be on time. So what do you do? Wasn't important in college. I was the best player, got away with stuff. Wasn't important in high school, got away with it.
Well, you're not in a position to start cutting guys because you're not very good.
So you keep turds around that don't want to be there?
What do you do? I mean, what you tell me then. What do you want to do? You start cutting guys? Where are you going to find players? You're going to start, you know, poaching other practice squads for guys?
I know you don't understand this either, but if you have a guy that's going to affect your team and it's obvious that he is like Jimmy Butler affected that team when he was pouting on the court and somebody said, that's not acceptable. He's got to go.
Mm-hmm. Now look what happened.
So they made a move.
He was so close to the first pick, too.
What?
They would have lost.
You're on a roll today, man.
Sorry.
You're all over the place. All right. Hey, we got to go to break here.
It says, listen to yourselves. The Dolphins are a train wreck.
Hey, well, we got some things to clean up. There's no question about that.
You're not the Chiefs, man. You can't start throwing guys off the team because they don't fit with your culture or whatever.
Then why did the Pittsburgh Steelers just get rid of their second-best wide receiver?
The Steelers are a relatively solid franchise, though, aren't they?
They don't look real solid right
now. I know they've had a little rough patch, but the Dolphins have been on a quarter-century rough patch. You can't just be throwing guys off the team because they don't fit. You know, they're not nice or whatever.
You're right. You shouldn't take them to start with. You should have better
job. Yeah, that'd be a great idea. There's a good start. Why not you know.
That great trade that Chris made.
Don't sign them. Don't give them all these guaranteed contracts if you don't want them around.
Man, we got Tyreek and we got him. And boy, everybody was jumping up and down doing the pee-pee dance. And now we're like, what the hell are we doing? Around the clock tonight, you're going to rock, rock, rock with Air Around the Clock. Air conditioning and plumbing, trained and certified technicians. 135 trucks, 7 days a week. I'm talking about knowing what you're doing and ready to go for you with any kind of problem. When it comes to plumbing or air conditioning, nobody's going to do it like Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. We've been doing it a long, long time. Yes, it's about great service. It's about having air conditioning units and water heaters in a warehouse, and I mean lots of them. So we can deliver them quickly for you. We've got the best licensed, experienced plumbers. We got the best trained and certified technicians for the air conditioning side of things. And we got a box truck filled with all size Rheem water heaters ready to go every day. We got a box truck filled with all air conditioning units with our folks going out there delivering and installing air conditioning units. Hey, man, it works 7 days a week. It has for 36 years. It works 7 days a week. It's family-owned. Same-day installation is always the goal. Financing plans to help you out. So what are you waiting for the next time? And by the way, everybody's copying everything they're doing. You might as well go to the original. That's Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. You get that great service. You get that great work. And listen, I've been with them for 35 years almost, and I know how good Big Daddy was. And Eric's doing the same thing. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-349-6922 for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, what a day. What a day it has been. We're going to have Omar Kelly coming up. Had him on earlier if you missed it. I'm not sure. How do we look at that article? What were you trying to tell everybody about that article? It was kind of
hit piece. Omar will defend it to the death that it's not.
Yeah, no. I'm guessing Mike didn't go, Omar, thank you. I appreciate that. I never really thought about that, but it is on me at the end of the day, everything going on with the team. Hey, Mike ain't changing, man. Mike's not changing his style of doing things. But I think it will be, he realizes that you can't have guys. It is just lack of respect for the head coach. It's lack of respect for your teammates if the same guys are breaking rules or not doing, you know, not doing what they're supposed to do. That's it.
Any chance this team comes out a little chip on their shoulder? Just like an F you and, you know, we're going to show everyone?
So it's funny.
They've gotten ripped all offseason by everyone.
They have heard everything, and people don't think they're very good. They have seen that. Now, some people think the Patriots have moved ahead of them.
But what about playing with like a nastiness, like a, you know, we're just a bunch of guys that no one thinks can win?
Well,
I don't know.
They got to go out. Woody, it's the same thing, though. It's the same thing. Like, okay, you got to go out and win games on the road, and you got to beat the good team. It's the same story. It's the same story. No matter how you do it, whether it's the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side of the ball, you got to find a way to win games. And right now, this team is – we'll see how these young guys develop, but it's not a very deep team. It's just not a very deep team. Compared to what it's been, I thought it had a lot more depth than past years. And I still like to know this one question, man. We'll hit it tomorrow a little bit. Is cornerback position is because we keep adding guys. I'll get you caught up tomorrow. We've added some more guys, but nothing that's going to go, okay, we got it taken care of. And you still got Jalen Ramsey here. And so anyway – speaking of Jalen Ramsey, Omar's going to talk about Jalen Ramsey as well as Tyreek Hill. We'll have that for you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.